This is the time that we retell the old story of the miraculous birth of Jesus, but we are going to give it our own slant, because we're UUs. We will base our story on two early Christian stories of Jesus' birth that you find in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. We'll make this a story of freedom and liberation, because it is. And since we're universalists, ours is a story of hope for all people.
Yeah, so instead of just listening or watching our story, we are going to get inside of it, those who want to and who are able. So at various points of the story, I'm gonna ask some of you if you will be willing, don't worry, you don't have to speak, to play some of the parts of the characters in the story. So when I pause and ask for volunteers to play parts in the story, I'll call on you to take your parts. You can, if I call on you, please come to the table and I will provide to you your costume. Then I'll show you where to move. And I want to say, when we are moving as characters, let's move calmly and slowly. There's gonna be a lot of people, so it's really easy to get excited.
What if we're like a sheep? Can we move like a sheep?
You can crawl on the floor like a sheep. If you want to get into your part, you can. Method
sheep
acting
are pretty
is
slow.
A courage. But just be mindful of your neighbor and just make sure you're watching where you're going and watching when you step and step down. So I will add the character by characters to our growing tableau, which is like a painting. And then we will make the Christmas story together. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's begin.
Looks like you might have some prop assistance. If you wish to transport yourself back in time in your imagination, you can close your eyes for a moment. We're going to another time, another place. Imagine that a story is going to unfold before your very eyes, a brand new story that you've never heard before. Imagine that for years and years you've been hearing stories about people bowing down before powerful kings and emperors and dictators and tyrants. And now you finally hear a story in which three powerful, wise people kneel down alongside some shepherds before one tiny newborn child. Imagine that you have spent years hearing story after story of terrible wars. This might not take a lot of imagination. But now you are finally hearing the friendly story of a baby, the story of a humble carpenter and his wife, the baby that's born to them in a stable, shepherds in a starlit field who go to see the newborn child, and peaceful animals who gather round in the stable where the baby lies in the cow's feeding trough. Imagine that at last you are going to hear a story in which everyone is longing for peace on earth and goodwill to all people. Imagine that after years of hearing stories about the results of hatred and oppression and persecutions, you are finally hearing a story about the transforming power of love. Now, slowly open your eyes, listen and watch carefully, and let the story begin.
So, to start the story, we need someone to be our Caesar, Augustus, someone to be the Emperor of Rome. Would anybody like to volunteer?
This is the person who collects all the money run this place.
Alex, would you like to be Caesar? All right. Come on up here. Caesar.
Sign him up for the finance committee, everybody.
So Caesar, since you are overlooking Rome, we're gonna place you way up here to judge all of us.
Look, judge, oh boy, we're being judged, everybody. In those days, long, long ago, a decree went out from the emperor, Caesar Augustus, saying, all the world should be registered so they can pay taxes to me. This is not like democratically chosen, we're going to decide how to tax ourselves. This is taxation without representation, folks.
Ooh. All right. I need two more people. I need one to be Joseph, our carpenter, and another to be Mary, who is engaged to Joseph. If you want to be Mary or Joseph, please come on up.
Yeah, well, this is all genders.
All gender roles,
so you go right ahead.
However the spirit moves you.
Boy, it's really hard to cast those good guy parts, isn't it?
Oh, hello.
Thank you, Fran.
We have a Mary. Do we have a Joseph? Yes, Stephen. Come be our Joseph.
Right.
Fabulous. So Mary and Joseph, once you have your robes on, I'm going to give you this beautiful blue robe for our Mary. And our Joseph, he's a carpenter, so he gets some carpenter brown orange colors. If you cannot fit into your costume, that's okay. You can drape it over, kind of do toga style. So Mary and Joseph, you guys are going to be making a long journey all the way down here through the back end, and in the middle you'll come up in the center. And when you come back,
somebody
up
help Joseph
to
with
front,
his jacket there.
We'll put you in the middle since you guys are the stars of the show until the other star shows up. So
that's okay. Just leave it there, Stephen.
Yeah.
I mean, Joseph.
So here's our beautiful Mary and Joseph. They have recently arrived in Bethlehem to be taken by the census. All right, thanks.
Now, this first scene is a starlit night. So, Zoom folks, you can, if you've got like those special reacts, maybe you could send little fireworks or whatever. And everybody else here who doesn't have that kind of technology available, please hold up your hands like this as if your hands are twinkling stars. Oh, good. Now they'll be able to see where they're going. All the people were required to go to the town where they had been born to register. For some people, that meant a long journey. Joseph, a carpenter, had to go all the way from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the city of David. He went with Mary, the woman he was planning to marry, because she was expecting a child. Yeah, definitely see that. She started on their long journey, their road lit only by stars. Joseph and Mary knew it was not going to be an easy journey because Mary was almost ready. Oh, I said that already. At least they had a donkey that Mary could ride on. And at least the twinkling stars made the road seem friendly.
And thank you. So now Mary and Joseph, they have made it to Bethlehem after a long day. And
so you can put your stars down now.
Just don't mind me. Don't mind me. The stars are twinkling. It's a miracle.
That's okay. They made it.
Happen.
They made it. If your stars are tired.
I
wanted to say where they are. When Joseph and Mary got to Bethlehem, they discovered that there was no room at any inn.
Dang.
And so, right? About to have a baby, y'all. A penguin baby.
A penguin baby.
She's nothing like me, and she's a virgin.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, you're a man of great faith, Joseph.
We're about to do the animals.
So Mary and Joseph had to take shelter in a stable cut into the side of a hill, and they settled in there to sleep among the animals. Wait. I don't see any animals.
So I need some animals. Yeah. I think I have some volunteers here, but if you would like to be a cow, a pig, a chicken, a mouse, please come up here and I will let you join our animal crew. Okay, we're gonna have the angels.
Come on
the angels
up.
Are coming later.
And if there aren't enough animal costumes, there are lots of other good parts coming up.
If you want you are an animal, you're small, and you want your parents to come up there with you, that's totally fine.
Yes. You're coming with your tender. So, okay. Animals, you're all going to come up into place. Is that a mouse I see?
Oh, watch out, watch out.
You know, there's always...
All right.
There's always
chicken.
A mouse in a stable.
But if
you've ever tried to keep a mouse in one place, forget it. They are so fast and they can go
chicken.
Anywhere. It's okay. We want all our animals to be happy being animals, so it's cool. The gentle animals welcomed Joseph and Mary into their stable. Will you gather around Joseph and Mary and make them feel welcome? Thank you. And that very night, the time came for Mary to give birth. It was a stable. So when the baby came, of course, there was no cradle for Mary to lay her baby in. But one of the cows was kind enough to lend her feeding trough, which was a good size for a cradle. And Joseph and Mary laid their new baby there among the hay in the feeding trough.
So now we need some shepherds to complete our scene. And if you would like to be a sheep, too, we also need sheep. So we have clothing here for the shepherds. If you are going to be a sheep, please come over here. And I'm going to gather, I think I have room for one more angel. Somebody wants to be an angel.
So we need one more angel. And it looks like our mouse costume.
If we need another mouse to get.
Okay.
So if you are angels, please go here. Right, stand right by Jason. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
When people of that time said angels, they meant messengers from the God of the Israelites.
Shepherds? Yes, that's shepherds. Yeah.
Now in that region, there were shepherds who lived for months at a time out in the fields. They didn't go back home each night. They wandered far, watching over their flocks of sheep day and night. They had to watch over their sheep because there were wolves in the hills who would gladly eat a sheep if they could get one. You know, wolves are out in the wilderness, which in this time and place I would call Zoom. Do I hear any wolves out there in the wilderness? They're coming close. Okay. Oh my goodness. The sheep are quite nervous about that.
Okay.
On this night. That's the problem with the Zoom sound. Okay, back off. On this night, as the shepherds stood watch in the fields, a messenger from God, also known as an angel, stood before them. This angel was truly magnificent.
So
a being. One of them's gonna have a line, yeah. This truly magnificent angel was a being who was neither male nor female, and the glory of the God of the Israelites shone around the shepherds. Not surprisingly, when the shepherds saw a messenger from God, they were really scared. But the angels, yeah, the sheep too. But the angel spoke gently. Repeat after me, angel. Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Excellent.
And then, we promise no lines, so you don't have to say the rest of this. Just look heavenly and angelic, okay? The angel said, while I say the words. For I have appeared to bring you good news of great joy for all the people of Israel. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, someone who will save you. He is the Messiah. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a cow's feeding trough.
Cow?
Yeah. Right? Passover, any children you see that are in regular cradles, that's not the one. You're looking for the one in a stable.
All right. I see that we need a lot more angels on the sun, huh? So could I ask anybody in the congregation who would like to be an angel, who's willing and able to face the shepherds and stand up as our huge host of angels? You just have to stand up from your spot.
Host of
angels. Oh, ex- Excellent.
A host is like an army, but this
oh,
is a
you're so
nonviolent
angelic.
Army.
Oh, beautiful.
Then the angel who had spoken went on to say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth let there be peace and goodwill among all people everywhere." And there was a whole host of angels singing and praising God.
Woo!
Yay, God. And the shepherds were amazed.
Whoa.
Yeah, pretty weird.
Ah.
Upon hearing, thank you, angels. Upon hearing the message from their God and hearing the songs from the angel choir, the shepherds said to one another, "This is amazing. Let's go up to Bethlehem and see this baby that the angel told us about." Being good shepherds, they brought the sheep along. "So come on around to visit Joseph and Mary, please."
Come on over.
So the shepherds went to Bethlehem with their sheep.
Wow!
And there they found
Look
Mary
at that luck.
And Joseph and the new penguin, I mean the baby, just as that angel had told them. Afterwards, the shepherds would tell everyone what the angel had said to them about Mary and Joseph's new baby, and everyone who heard their story was amazed. As for Mary, she already knew her baby was wonderful. But she listened carefully to what the shepherds said and treasured all she heard in her heart. The shepherds and sheep gathered around the feeding trough, admiring the baby. They praised their God for this wonder of new birth. And they prayed and hoped that what this angel said would come true, because they also were tired of wars and living under a dictator. They were hoping that it would be true, that there would be peace on earth and goodwill for all people, even for lowly shepherds.
Now we need some wise people who are also royalty. So if you're feeling fancy, come be a wise person.
I believe you need three of them.
So we need three. Come join me over here and I will give you
your crown. I'm sorry, all
you
other wise people, you'll have to just be wise where you're sitting. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and all the animals gathered round, three wise persons who were kings and queens and rulers from the far east came to Jerusalem. Awesome. All right, you've got a very long journey, right? So now, it's such a long journey that they didn't get there until the 12th day of Christmas. That's why we talk about the 12 days. They got there 12 days after Jesus was born, because they had a very long, slow journey from the Far East to Bethlehem. And as they came, they noticed that their way was lit by a large and bright star.
Whoa!
Yay! Here's our star. Wait, hold it right there, Magi. Hold on, Magi. You've got another stop first.
Magi, you have another stop first. Hold on.
Okay. First, the wise persons went to visit King Herod. Maybe not the best idea, but it's protocol to go visit the ruler before you, go visiting any stables. So, I believe we need somebody to be King Herod now, yeah? You can stay seated right where you are and raise your hand, and Kat will bring you a golden royal robe. The king of the Jews.
Who wants to be royal? All right, Robert.
That's a beautiful crown. Okay. First, the wise persons went to visit King Herod, and they asked, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star in the skies, and we have come to praise him and bring gifts." Now, this was a rather tactless thing to say, because Herod thought that he was king of the Jews. They learned from him about a prophecy which had been spoken long ago that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. So the wise person set out for Bethlehem while King Herod stayed in his palace and stewed.
Star, I'm gonna put you behind.
And as they walked, they saw ahead of them the star, as they had first seen it in the Far East, and the wise persons followed the star until it stopped over the stable where the newborn child was lying in the cow's feeding trough. When the wise persons entered the stable and saw the new baby, they were overwhelmed with joy at this new life. Who here has ever visited a newborn baby? You know the feeling, right? Just like, oh my goodness, new life. They knelt down to worship him, and they opened their bags and brought out gifts of gold, because the crowns of kings were made of gold, and frankincense, because you burn incense for special occasions, and myrrh, which was what was put in the oil used to anoint kings. Joseph's hoping for some diapers, maybe some onesies.
I just want you to...
That's when the three wise women come visit. Yeah.
Everyone, please enjoy our tableau that we all put together on. We're going to hold our position, our magi, our sheep, our shepherds, our angels, our animals, our star, our Nazareth sign. Mary and Joseph, and the baby penguin. So can everyone give everybody a round of applause? Thank you.
Even our Caesar, because he's actually really nice, that's acting.
So
look around at this scene. It's a special night. With all these amazing events, people and animals and stars, angels, and all of them except for grumpy Caesar in the background, they are ignoring him and admiring this new special baby who's just been born. Why would all these people stand around for such a long time in the middle of the night to admire a tiny new baby? Well, maybe because the birth of a child always brings hope for the future. And for a people who lived under oppressive Roman rule, all the while longing for liberation, the birth of a child must have been fraught with extra meaning. Wondering, will this be the child who leads us to freedom? Will this be the child who helps us break our bonds of slavery and establish a reign of peace and righteousness? And we tell this story every year because this is how it is in our world today. In a world that sometimes seems hopeless, we still look with hope to the future. Every time a baby is born, we hope that this child will be one of the ones who leads us to a world of righteousness. And every time we tell this Christmas story, it reminds us that we must go out and work for liberation and justice. We, you and I, are the ones who are responsible for making sure the world is a better place for all the babies that are born. Thank you all for bringing this ancient story to life. You may return to your seats.